人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
のぞみ在のぞみ在日语里是什么意思？
希望的希，是 like hope and beauty。
没关系，然后 Lin 是你妈妈的姓是不是？
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to say that. That's what I'm thinking. That's why I had to pause.
这是你在美国的 legal name 就是这个 Lin 吗？还是？
No, it's a pseudo. 但是 I never use that for like 就是 legal things. Yeah, 就是。I just started, that's not legal. I only use it for legal things, I don't do it for 音乐上的。
好，没关系。你到时候要把中英文的名字要给我。啊不，没关系，这个就 skip 掉好了。然后你就中日美加的去经历可以讲一讲。
我是三国。不是四国，是三。
中日美，加拿大只去过一小段时间是吗？
对，但我也不是美国人。所以我只是在这里生活，从2018年生活。
你在这边可以讲，可以讲，对，可以随便讲。
先说一说，然后我们再录。就是18年，然后从18年我是上大学来的。然后大学，然后上了音乐管理，然后研究生，上了music composition in。
在哪里上的大学？
纽约大学。
研究生吗？
纽约大学，都是纽约大学，纽约大学待了6年。然后我再搬到这边来。那之前是加拿大，然后那个之前我在上海生活了5年。然后在日本出生。然后。
但是你日本出生之后，长到几岁去的上海？
八九岁的时候，还记得是几岁？八九岁的时候。
我在上海上的小学。
对，应该是8岁的时候去。对，小学和中学。然后中学我没有上完。
然后去了哪？
去了
加拿大。
我去了日本待了半个月。然后我去了加拿大。然后加拿大的时候我跳级的，我八年级没有上，所以我7年级一半和8年级没有上。然后我就直接进9年级。
加拿大在哪里啊？
加拿大温
哥
华。因为他们那边是从2000年算嘛，你是几几年算就是出生的时候就是你就是这个grade。然后所以我就选了9年级，我就没有上班。
是，然后你妈妈陪读吗？
我爸陪读。
你爸陪读？那你爸爸在加拿大有生意吗？
他就是帮我妈工作，他就是在 online。
所以你妈妈有生意？
对，not in Canada。他应该是在那边有
合作。在日本有
工。在那边有合作。这些家人的事情就不用。
没关系。然后你怎么会走上音乐道路的？
音乐道路，我从小开始弹钢琴，3岁开始弹。
这么厉害。
然后，我是喜欢交响音乐，是因为我看了很多就是电影，小时候就看很多英文的美国电影。然后我还从3、4岁的时候跳了芭蕾，然后芭蕾就是交响音乐。所以我就是特别喜欢音乐，然后我就。其实有时候以前想当医生的，也想当医生，医生和 musician 都想当，到最后结果就是选了音乐。
在中国也考过级吗？钢琴啊？
我没有考过级。
没考过级。
我在美国，在加拿大的时候考级。
加拿大考了什么级？
It's called。我不记得是几级，但是 it's called Royal RCM Royal Conservatory of Music。是个应该是英国的
皇家的。
我就是考了那个的 music theory 和钢琴。music theory 我考完了，钢琴我当时没有时间，没有考完。 那个就是我考试，因为我要申请大学嘛，然后申请大学的时候有那个证明的话就是比较容易进，
是，
所以我就是最后就是一年里面考了一大堆，
对
啊，那个之前我就没有考过级，
是。那后来到了美国之后，就是在音乐上面有没有取得什么成就，比如说比赛啊或者演出啊或者什么？
我在加拿大的时候，去美国之前，因为我在加拿大的时候其实就开始写音乐，我就表演，然后参加比赛，然后我有一个比赛我在加拿大参加得了第一名，在 Michael J. Fox Theater，
是全家的一个。
就
是全加拿大的。
No, it's like a local.
Local.
Yeah, I think.
是温哥华的。
温哥华的一个比赛，应该是温哥华的比赛。然后我去纽约后，我从加拿大离开后，我就出版了几首一个 EP。就是四首歌的 EP。然后
一个专辑是吗？
就是个短的专辑叫 EP， 然后 EP 专辑，然后我在纽约的时候我又发布了几首歌，然后在录的，
没关系，都没关系，都是随意的聊天。那么能不能介绍一下你那个出的这个 EP 里面的一些歌曲子？然后就是发行情况，然后
那个我是第一首歌是2016年出版。
那时候你多大？
那是我16岁。其实我是16岁生日的时候，正好我在 studio 里面录的音。然后在温哥华的时候。
在温哥华。
在温哥华的时候录的音。然后那一个以后我就一直在写歌，然后最后是2018年的4月份到6月份，我就开始又在录音。然后录了4首歌，而这4首歌就是那几年一两年里面写出来的歌。然后我在纽约的时候，我又从纽约2020年的时候飞到了Nashville, Tennessee。田纳西州。
田纳西。
然后我在那边的 studio 和一个producer 合作，然后我们又做了几首歌，然后那些都已经出版了，应该3-4首，我得查一下，查一下我再发给你。然后最近我又出版了一首歌，它是2月份出版的，2月14号，情人节，是叫 Old Fashioned Valentine， 所以我就是正好情人节的时候出版。但是这首歌是2020年写的，就是我一直就是没有。就是把它录下来。然后我2023年的时候，我请了一个，就是我在纽约大学的时候，我们会有就是录音的 opportunity。然后他们就是正好请了一个吉他，弹吉他的，但他是弹爵士和 blues guitar 的。然后正好就说，我没有，就是我去和他们录了。它就是我的那首歌，就是需要的一些 lead guitar part， 但是 main guitar 的 rhythm guitar 是还是我弹的。
所以主要是音乐是吧？原唱歌吗？
对，是我的原唱，词和音乐都是我做的，然后 produce 和 mix 也是我做的，然后 mastering 是一个他的 master engineer 叫 Jamie Lawrence。我可以把名字都到时候发给你。然后是他给我录的，他是他给我 master 的歌，剩下的都是我做的，然后我唱的歌，然后这首歌是 inspired by like how falling in love was like must have felt like before social media, so that's why it's old fashioned Valentine, because it's about how pure love was without, you know, social media influences and
但 social media 已经是现代的了。
I know， 所以我在就是、就是不是现代的，就是那种
老的，现代
的
爱情，老的爱情肯定没有 social media。
所以就是那种admiration for that generation of people that was able to like fall in love and have that experience without.Having a phone without, you know, like it's kind of like my grandparents' generation. So, 所以我的那个 album 的封面是我姥姥姥爷和我奶奶爷爷的照片。
嗯。
就是代表他们的那个年代的那种爱。
嗯。
So that's what the song is about.
所以这个就是。你在加拿大出了一个四个曲子的 EP， 然后这是之后的，就是新发行的，
对，就是新发行的，因为我发行了几首歌，我还得查一下，
没关系，
但有一首发行的歌是，应该是2021年发行的歌是，还是2022年发行的歌是一首日文和英文的歌，然后现在剩下的别的都是英文的歌，但是我现在呢，在和就是中国的歌词家，就是
合作，
然后我在写那个曲子，然后他们来写那个词，然后所以我现在在写中英文，中文和日文的音乐，
然后你现在的。日常工作就是作曲作词嘛，
对，还有写就是电影音乐，
写电影音乐，是在这边洛杉矶这边好莱坞，
这边的
公司是吗？
不是公司，是我是 freelance， 所以我是 per project， 就是 depending on the project I work per project， 就是比如说 short films documentary animations 就是都有，所以我两个都是equally working for songwriting and film composition， 都在写。
能不能讲讲你就是这个这几个国家，你可能至少把日本跟中国都当祖国一样，然后加拿大也待了就几年的时间，美国待了比较长的时间。然后能不能就是讲一讲这几个国家生活的经历？
我是在日本出生的，但是我小时候就是我一出生以后，我和我妈就是飞来飞去，就是往日本和中国飞来飞去，所以我在去中国的时候，因为我中国就是家族 family 是在东北的，所以我们就会去东北那边，黑龙江，就是东京和黑龙江就是飞来飞去，所以我两个 culture 都是 I got to experience it at the same time and equally。
你喜欢黑龙江吗？
很
喜欢。是
喜欢
什么？对，它有冰
吃的，
冰雪是吗？
对，那是冰灯。
冰灯
是哈尔滨。对，我小时候去过一次哈尔滨的
那个
冰灯。
你妈妈老家是在哈尔滨吗？
我妈妈老家不
是哈
尔滨，
但是会路过哈尔滨。
对对，I don't know the geography of it. And then, so I got to experience it equally, and I loved both.
你喜欢吃那里的什么？
饺子饺子包子，最喜欢的是豆角。
豆角，
他们那个黑龙江那边的豆角是很粗的豆角。
是什么豆？
绿色的那个，就是
毛豆吗？
不知道，当时我小时候我们就是叫豆角，然后就是在就是路边的那个超市什么的就可以买一袋子的那种，然后很粗的，因为一般那个豆角就是很细的，就在别处买不到的，在东北我们能吃到很粗的一个，
是，
好像是有可能是应该是本地的，特产，然后特别喜欢他们的包子啊，饺子，就是。 like I really like the way they season their food.
嗯，那日本呢？你也喜欢吃喜欢吃日本的
寿司？
寿司是吗？啊，
嗯。
像美国吃日本寿司的机会多吗？
嗯，也挺多。我感觉纽约和洛杉矶
都有很多餐馆，
都有很多就是
日餐馆。
对，温哥华的也有很多就是日餐，日餐，而且还做得很好，而且我认为特别洛杉矶做得特别好。然后，所以我经常也是去吃日本料理。
是。
然后我在温哥华生活的时候，我感觉。It was a big change， 就是个最，当时是一种 culture shock， 就是感觉就是和亚洲特别不一样，因为当时我感觉日本和中国就是不一样是不一样，但是我还是因为是也是家乡，两个都是家乡，所以就是每次去那边两边都是I feel like I'm at home， 但是 it was the first time in my life going to Canada， it's like wow， like this is a foreign place to me， and
讲英语。
我在中国的时候已经在就是 international school 上了英文，所以我从三年级开始就会说了英文，就是学了英文。
是。
所以当时 at that point I learned it for maybe 5 years of English。所以 you know like 我感觉 kids learn really fast， 就是小孩子学的比较快，所以我当时英文就已经挺好的了。
是。
但是我感觉就是在。我还是在中国的时候就是用的不是特别多，所以日常生活上来说我还是说了很多中文，然后去了温哥华 like all of a sudden it's like 所有都是英文，就是感觉就是 manner you have to learn the mannerism and the how the cultural references and the culture and it was very it was very hard at first，
对，
在学校就是感觉我感觉我就是 I didn't fit in，
对
I just felt like I didn't understand the culture very well, but as kids you learn so quickly, and I was so grateful to be there when I was younger, so I got to experience it and to just kind of got used to it very quickly. 就是我高中一年级的时候。
但是温哥华华人，人口也挺多的，40%可能。
我的学校也有很多，
那可能是你爸爸陪你，所以不带你去华人的圈子，可能
也有，因为我去就是我认识就是 you know family friends 就是就是也有很多我在那边见到了很多中国人，很多华人，而且去什么比赛啊，去哪里都是华人，
是，
然后it's a big community， 但是。其实我在温哥华的时候，我感觉 the Japanese community 比较小一点。I didn't really get to meet a lot of Japanese people。
但你已有认识是吧？
也有，就是I think。
但那时候太小了，应该年纪小。
当时我学校就我和另一个女孩子是日本人，然后剩下的都是别的亚洲，比如说中国、韩国，然后 and yeah。
然后到纽约之后是就是你爸妈就没陪你了是吧？
没有，我自己一个人，17岁的时候。
那你17岁到纽约，那你觉得适应吗？
我感觉，加拿大 it was a good transition to
New York。对，
因为纽约的 pace 比较快，
所以
I had to get used to the pace of New York，but other than that I think。其实很神奇，就是我到纽约的时候 I just felt like I was at home，就是我第一次去纽约，我就感觉像有家乡的感觉，有可能 it's very similar to 因为我在上海和东京生活过，所以就感觉有点像是那种城市的那种感觉，
是，
但是纽约还是个很不一样的地方，就是我感觉想家的时候想了很多我现在也很想家
但是你其实就在这几个大城市，上海、东京、温哥华、纽约、洛杉矶啊，就是，那你喜欢纽约的什么地方？
纽约就是很多，就是 every day there was something different that you got to experience. There were so many events happening, there were so many things happening that you never got bored. 是你没有无聊的一天。
是。 那纽约大学在曼哈顿是吗？
对，曼哈顿。
哦，那你那时候住在曼哈顿吗？
对，我住在曼哈顿。哦、我当时第一年的是第一年和第二年我是住宿舍的。
哦。
然后宿舍的时候我就走路去学校了。
啊、哦，你要坐地铁吗？
也坐，但是我去学校一般都走路。
哦，就走路。
十分钟。
哎、
第一个是十分钟到十五分钟、
嗯，
第二个宿舍30分钟。
哎呀，
但每天走路就是当运动了。
嗯。
那有时候走路比坐电车快。
嗯。然后，你搞艺术的话，就是纽约还是蛮，就是蛮适合你的，是吗？
嗯，对，因为他们有很多 live music。
哦 ，live music。嗯。
然后所以那其实温哥华 live music 也很多，因为我当时、我每周都表演，
嗯，
就是在咖啡店呢、
啊、
在maybe bars too、I think。
但你那时候很小啊，
也很小，但是就是因为是一种 event 的话、他们就会给你洗，就是、他就知道你是 someone who's young、所以他不会给你 serve alcohol、you know， 但是Yeah.
他会付工资给你吗？
但是没有付工资，
没有、
啊、但是都是就是那种、you know just playing music is really fun。
嗯，那到纽约之后有没有表演过？
也有表演过、在学校的也表演过、然后我这个月其实我要去五月份的时候我要去纽约、会有一个表演。
嗯，
其实我已经很久都没有表演了、所以我很期待着去表演。
他是邀请你去谈是吗？
哦，对，我是和我的、就是朋友一起写歌的朋友去
谈、
然后我再来唱
是吗？
弹唱、然后我还在表演我自己的歌、然后在纽约的时候
声声有情
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
欢迎参加美国心脏协会认可的急救以及心肺复苏课程，这是华州唯一用中文教授的该课程，涵盖成人及儿童急救认证，可通过微信、电话或者 WhatsApp 联系我们1206-778-3438。
游客们请注意，自2025年5月7日起，新的航空旅行用身份证件要求开始生效，请立即访问 realidwa.com， 确保你已经做好准备。有多种形式的身份证件可供选择，只需确保您出发到机场前备好您的身份证件，以实现轻松无忧的旅行。行动起来，立即做好准备，以便我们一起开始航空旅行。请立即访问 realidwa.com。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话2069206721，2069206721。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话2066198698，2066198698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
想当时纽约的experience， it feels like such a long time ago。
对啊，百老汇，
百老汇，
卡内基音乐厅什么的。
对，我去了看了很多百老汇，然后很多Linkin Center 的音乐会，还去过芭蕾，like Nutcracker， 然后我还在和就是一个百老汇上的composer Cecilia Lin， we're not related， but her last name is also Lin， L-I-N， Cecilia Lin，
但是她是女孩子。
Yeah， she's a composer， she's a very well known composer， I know she's also collaborated and written songs with J.J. Lin，
就是林俊杰，
对，她以前跟他写过歌，她现在在纽约就是在 Broadway Music 上面在活动，然后我当了她的 music assistant。然后we worked on 一个 musical 叫《扶松》。我们去年四月份，2024年的四月份的时候，我们we did a reading called an industry reading in Times Square at a Studio 42. I think that's the name of the studio. It's basically where we do a showcase of the musical, completed musical, without the dress, without dressing up, and then without any props, just like singing and the music.
就像我这样。
Yeah, 对对，就是随便的衣服，就是 but it's like just for the to present the music and the entire musical and the story.所以我们就是完成了那个，然后我们还 we also did a recording for that， and then yeah， so that was a really great experience that I got to work on the musical with her。
然后是什么把你带到洛杉矶来的？
我其实从小就特别喜欢
洛杉矶，
就是
好莱坞。
It was my dream to live here. It was always my dream ever since I could remember. So I knew that 就是 after I finished 就是 grad school master's 结束后，我就自己以前就决定，我就想要来这边试试生活，因为这边有很多就是不同的 opportunity。然后这边电影、音乐和歌曲的这边就是所有音乐界都是很大，所以我就是想来这边就是多认识人，
是
like network and meet new people， gain new experiences， collaborate with more people。
那讲一讲你在洛杉矶的经历。
I've been working a lot on like more freelance things. So I worked on short films. I've also had a recent screening at, actually this is back in New York, but it was in November. I had a screening for a documentary I worked on in 2023.
所以这个纪录片是你自己在拍还是别人在？
No， 是别人拍的。别人。
但是你是 part of the 那个 story 是吗？
No， I'm not part of the story. I only did the music.
Oh， 你 did the music.
I did the soundtrack.
Okay.
For this short documentary. It's called The Scars We Choose. And 我们在 Doc NYC Festival 是美国挺大的一个 documentary festival， had a screening there， 所以我十一月份的时候我回了一趟纽约，
就去年十一月份纽约，
所以我还是就是喜欢就是飞来飞去纽约和洛杉矶，因为我感觉音乐界两边都很好，
是。
就是不同的 experience， 然后 I also have done a lot of volunteer work with a company called the Society of Lyricists and Composers， 他们的短写是 it's called the SCL， 他们是就是在洛杉矶的是一个就是音乐界写歌词啊写电影音乐啊的人就是一个 community， 所以我们我在就是他们的 event 里面就是 volunteer， 然后一月份的时候我和我 Seattle Radio Chinese Seattle Radio 开始合作，然后 I started hosting the music channel once a month，
挺好，
which has been a really incredible experience， and it has also helped with you know Because I don't use Mandarin as often anymore, so it was nice to kind of get back into 就是用中文去分享音乐，然后分享你说中文音乐、英文音乐，
我们八月份的时候有个 anniversary， 就是我们电台的 anniversary ceremony。有空的话，欢迎你去表演。
告诉我，因为我八月份我还在哈尔滨也会有个表演。
哦，我们是八月17号。
十七号，我到时候如果
没关系，你那个
尽可能想要。如果可以的话。
然后你讲讲，就是在 LA 这边是什么 inspire 你做这些，就是继续做你的音乐工作什么的。
I feel like the place inspires me a lot. I really love the beach. And I actually love writing music that's kind of very coastal. I'm working on a song right now that's coming out soon. It's called Plumeria. 中文这朵花名字叫什么？我忘记了。
中文这朵花。
It's a plumeria, is a type of flower.
那我不知道。
然后是那种 like coastal beach 的那种风格的音乐、acoustic and so the location inspires me a lot. And just how like beautiful the city is. Yeah.
这是我没有看你妈妈极光的情况下问的问题。
没事。
看一下你妈妈的极光，看看有没有什么。
然后那个就是我刚刚说家人的那些事情。
没关系，没关系，不会。我们是非常。我肯定会给你看，然后呢，你要补一些照片给我。好的。就是你妈妈说你是日语写诗，中文叙事，英语连接世界，就是这个，日语写诗的事情，你给我讲一讲。You like the poem?
No, I think she meant 歌词。
歌词 So Sanskrit, right? 歌词在英语叫 Sanskrit 还是？
No, lyrics, song lyrics.
没关系。
我有一首歌就是 Komore， 已经是发布过的歌。
在日本吗？
全国发布。
但是你在日本有影响吗？或者你的歌有在日本播啊？或者是没有？
还没有，因为我是在这边一直活动。因为我是从现在开始要往是亚洲那边，就是像回国一样的那种感觉。但是我2016年的时候，我在哈尔滨，是在哈尔滨。我在演出过。我把那个内容也发给你。是一个文化交流，是加拿大、意大利和中国的文化交流的那种一个演唱会，我在那里被就是黑龙江省邀请，然后去演出了。那是当时我
那是哪一年？
2016年。
才16岁那时候。
15岁。15、16岁的时候。
然后你妈妈还提到你个人网站流量啊什么东西，流量很大吗？或者是你是，就是visit of your personal website。
I'm not sure why she wrote that。
没关系。
Yeah。
然后你的。
I do have like listeners. Streaming platforms. I can't check website, but.
但你知道 number 吗？或者什么东西？没关系。
Maybe don't put number.
social media 的粉丝多吗？或者是 presence 什么东西需要讲吗？
不用讲
的就是。我觉得差不多了，对。差不多，然后再讲讲你未来的打算。
未来的打算。
对。
I want to continue So I kind of want to talk about my film music a little bit as well, because in my film music I do a lot of composition work with a lot of world instruments, so multicultural instruments and my voice as well, into my musical scores for films. And that's what it's important to me, is because I love exploring new cultures. It's not just like my own cultures, but also different other cultures, and doing research on them and writing music inspired by them. So I definitely want to keep writing music on the film music side, to continue writing using multicultural instruments, and kind of going toward towards like expanding into the world and on a kind of like a global scale. And on the songwriting side of things, I want to write more music in my, you know, my mother tongue, in Chinese, and also in Japanese. And 我就是继续想要和就是亚洲合作，就是很多就是国家合作的那种打算。
挺好，挺好。
Yeah, and I want to keep writing music that inspires other people and also helps other people, because I think music helped me in a lot of different ways. You know, you listen to music when you're sad, you listen to music when you're happy, and it's just such a universal language. And that's what I love about 就是音乐，是因为就是这种一个国际的一个 universal 的一个语言，就是所有人都可以just because 就是你如果不太懂那个歌词，但是你也能感觉得到就是一个歌的内容和会给你带来的一个心情和感情。So that's what's really important to me, is to even just to help one person in this world, that's what matters to me. If my music can help one person, that's not what matters to me the most. And to keep writing music that's like true from my experience and how I feel, and incorporate that into, and to, you know, because I think music brings people together. It's almost, music is kind of like you're telling everyone, like,in every song, like, hey, like, you're not alone in this experience. 就是你不是一个你不在这个一个 experience 里面是一个单独的，因为有很多人会有跟你有相似的一种经验。所以 my music is like that. I want to connect with people from different countries, through my music.
你24岁的时候就写了 Old Fashioned Mary Valentine, 然后你这现在4-5年之后，你能不能讲讲你对你爱情是什么样的一个期待或者什么看法？
十九岁的时候写的。
十九岁的时候。对。
我还没有，因为我生日是11月份，所以。
但那时候已经有爱情了吗？
Yeah, I was, I was, 当时我 I was in a relationship.
现在还是。
No.
但是就是过了几年之后，你的这个爱情方面有看法有改变吗？或者期待有什么改变？
Yeah, I think it definitely changed. 改变了很多。小时候 it's like you,
小时候是
you live and you learn.
期待一个白马王子。
Yeah, it's like, 就是那种就是小时候看迪士尼片，哦，it's like a prince, you know, like on a white horse. 叫中文叫白马王子。Yeah, it's like that, but you have so many, you watch, I think, social media too, like social media and film music, social media and 电影，就是有很多对这种爱情的一种 builds up an expectation. You watch these romantic comedies, rom-coms, and they're all like, you know, there's so much like you expect from, oh, this is how it's supposed to be like. But then you experience it, and it's, yeah, somewhat it's similar, but it's not always, you know, it's not the same at all. It's so different when you experience it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, I think it definitely has changed. And I think that's completely normal. I think every stage in your life, you're the kind of love that you expect, and you, like, you're, how do you say it? Like, I've never actually talked about this really such in depth. Your love kind of transforms. Like, I think I'm more grounded in reality. But I still daydream, you know. I love to daydream. It's like, oh my gosh, this is how it's gonna be. And then now it's like, oh, this is how it is, you know. And you understand, I feel like as you progress in life, I know I'm still in my 20s, in my mid-20s, but you kind of, your perception towards love changes. And I love how, like, my music is also growing with the way that I experience that. It's so different from the music I write now about love is so different from the way that I used to love. Because back then I used to, you know, when I was writing when I was like 12 or 13 years old, it's like, what is love? Like, I didn't know what that was. I wasn't in a relationship. It was just everything that I made up in my head, everything that I was inspired by from movies. But now I get to write from experiences that I've gone through or that I've heard of from, like, people around me. So it's just such a, it's so, music is almost like my own diary. 就像自己的日记，就是跟着你一起成长，然后你就是你回去就是看在听你以前写的歌的时候 ，it's like oh wow like that's how I felt, and I was like oh that's what I thought love was when I was you know 15 years old, and it's just such like a it's a nice thing to look back on, and I'm sure like people who listen to my music is also like it's kind of like growing up with.You know, like, the, I don't know, but growing up with my music, I guess, but in the same, yeah.
挺好。有没有想过去日本或者中国发展？
Yeah, 也想过，想过很多。也特别想就是和中日美来回的那种。
但是在美国的机会更多一点是吗？
对，美国就是美国的电影音乐机会我感觉比较多，然后因为我感觉因为比如说 even K-pop 都是他们现在是往美国发展because America is such a big music industry.
是是是。
I mean, China is also a great, big industry. Japan is also a big industry. But I feel like a lot of the music in China on its own is really huge. And they're kind of more targeted towards people in China. And the same in Japan, like there's a lot of music happening, but they're all targeting towards Japan. And so I...want to like continue expanding in a more like global scale, so I want to do you know US, China and Japan and maybe Europe and not limiting to a certain country and just to collaborate with different people from different countries and write different kinds of music inspired by different cultures and that's what I'm hoping to do.
Yeah. 有没有什么要特别讲的就是特别想说的或者关于你自己有没有经历过特别大的挫折然后因为你的你现在的生活主要是你爸妈在精心的在给你铺了一条路可以说是然后你就一步一步的就往前走那也很努力也很辛苦暂时还没有
No, 有但是我在就是好久都没有想过
没想过
对呀、
然后有没有想过你以后的人生的目标或者事业上希望成为什么样的人事业上有没有想要成为什么样的 一个取得什么样的成就，或者说你大一点，我是登上奥斯卡。
Oscars, Grammys, for sure. I think that's like every artist's dream. But that's very true for Oscars for best score. For best film score. Grammys, maybe album of the year. That'd be really cool. But I'm also working towards kind of, writing music that lasts, like it's a timeless music. Something that maybe in 50 years people still listen to, and that's kind of like my main goal. I listen to a lot of like older music, like from the 60s and 70s, and they're forever timeless. People know, everyone knows, the music to those songs, those big hits from back then. So I want to kind of like make like a like a lasting impression with my music, and hope that it inspires different generations and it is listened to by different generations. And I don't think I'm ever targeting a specific generation. I want to write music that, well, I'm writing music that's kind of relatable in whether you're a teenager or you're in your 20s or in your 40s, it's, especially with Old Fashioned Valentine, I feel like I wrote that kind of as like a, almost like a song that's kind of evoking like a nostalgic sound. So that one is definitely towards all generations of all ages. And it was definitely inspired by a lot of the music that was written in the 60s. Like the feel of the song, for sure. I've had a lot of obstacles, for sure, but it's also, it depends on, it's like, it happens during,
我不会，没有必要，一定要给你加一个。
No, it's good to, but it's good to add that. So I'm trying to think like if there's anything like huge.
比如说你有没有，不管是小时候还是上中学、大学，有的时候想要做什么，然后后来呢没有。顺利的做成，或者这种事情都可以。
Actually, I do have one that was really, really traumatic when I was young. This was when I was, I think, 14 years old. And I did it was one of my first ever, like, performance. Like, that was one of the first few times that I performed with a guitar. And I was singing a Taylor Swift song. I was singing 22, the song 22. And it was at a school, I think it was a school talent show in Canada, in my high school. And I remember I was so, so nervous, because that was, I think, my first time performing ever with a guitar. And I self-taught myself guitar, so which is 自己学的, I watched a lot of YouTube videos and all of that. And I remember I performed standing for the first time, like with the guitar, and when I first started singing, I forgot the lyrics. 因为我太紧张，我把歌词忘了。然后第二，我把我的那个吉他的那个 strap fell off in the middle of my performance. And I remember thinking, I was like, I'm never gonna do music again. Like I'm crying to my dad in the car, and I was like, I'm never gonna perform. But here we are, like 10 years later, I'm still writing music. And there were a lot of times like that. I did a lot of competitions growing up, and you don't win every single competition that you do. And I did a lot of songwriting competitions, talent shows, and definitely was. Every time, as a kid, when you get rejected, it hits you so much harder. Because I think it was one of the first few times I was just been really, it to me, like, I was like, oh, like, oh, every time like that happened, I was like, I would tell myself like, I'm not good enough, you know. But you know, that's not true. Like, you live and you learn, and you, but I am thankful. I brought this up because I am thankful for every single rejection that I have gotten in the past, because it has made me who I am today, and I feel like I'm stronger because of that.
Yeah.
Because of all the things that I've went through with, and you know, every time you get discouraged by getting rejected, you get discouraged by something not working well in a performance, or something happens, you learn the next time and you just get better and better. And as a kid, I feel like I had a hard time understanding that.就是 obstacles and experiences that went through, like, built me into like who I am.
目前得到的最大的成就是什么？ Biggest achievement.
I think I would say my song Old Fashioned Valentine is my biggest achievement so far, because that song, like, it went through so many different versions and so many different kind of productions. And I remember when I first wrote the song, 当时我还不太会 productions. And now I'm able to, I produced the whole thing, I mixed the whole thing, and it's just such, it holds such a special place in my heart. And it's, I love working with other producers too, but it's also nice to work with yourself as a producer, just because you know yourself the best, and you get to do whatever you want with it. You have such creative freedom. There's no one stopping you from doing anything.
Yes.
And you do whatever you want, you make the music you want, and then, and it's part of who I am. It's like my identity.
然后你有没有对一些音乐爱好者，就是比你年轻的，可能还是相当于对十年前的你，
yeah.
对说什么建议
？Yeah, I 感觉有很多建议 ，but biggest thing is, you know, you just gotta keep pushing and doing what you love to do.、No matter what it is, whether it's music or it's any other hobbies that you have, and your passion, you just go for it. And whenever, if someone tells you that you suck, or like you're bad at this, or you're, if someone ever, if there's any haters towards, you know, people saying stuff about your passion, you ignore them. You keep going, and you don't give up. You just keep living your dream. That's my advice, and to also to not be embarrassed. Just embarrassed by like the obstacles that you go through, because honestly, one day those things become part of who you are, and it's such like a fond memory that I look back on. It's like, oh, like look how far I've come, and and I'm sure I'll still have a lot of things I want to say to myself now, 10 years from now, you know, like, you know, but that's my biggest advice for my 14-year-old self, and to everybody else who's trying to get into music.
Yeah.
And just to never give up.
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698。206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。 如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。